Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria in Johannesburg, 28, Rustenburg, 30.
Not so lekker on the roads. Crash on the N1 south at Allendale Road. Crash on the N1 north after New Road. Crash at Van Buren Road off the N3 north. And a crash on the N1 south at the R21.
Die EFF verwerp die Gelykheidshof se uitspraak teen sy leier Julius Malema wat bevind het dat hy skuldig is aan haatspraak. Die Gelykheidshof in Kaapstad het gistermiddag bevind dat Malema die wet oortree het tydens 'n byeenkoms in Oktober 2022. Mankeliso Komale berig.
The Equality Court in Cape Town ruled that statements by Malema made in 2022, such as, you must never be scared to kill, a revolution demands that at some point there must be killing, could reasonably be understood as incitement to violence. But the EFF says the court stripped Malema's remarks of their political and historical meaning, reducing revolutionary rhetoric to criminality. The party insists that Malema's words referred to the struggle against racism and white supremacy, not a call to kill white people. The EFF has announced plans to appeal the judgment at the Supreme Court of Appeal, saying it will defend not only its leader but also what it calls the right of oppressed people to speak boldly against injustice. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
Die Vryheidsfront Plus sê hy is versigtig optimisties dat die Nasionale Onderwys- en Opleidingsraad positief sal bydra tot die Suid-Afrikaanse onderwysstelsel. Die minister van Basiese Onderwys, Siviwe Kwagube, het gister die nuwe raadslede aangekondig. Die raad sal die minister se onafhanklike raadgewende liggaam wees en sleutel onderwysbesluite. Wynand Boshoff van die VF+.
Maar om eensklaps met 'n beleidsraamwerk te kom en 'n hele hervorming van die storie van voor tot agter soos wat ons 'n paar keer sedert 1994 gesien het, help beslis nie, omdat dit meer ontwrigting skep as wat dit probleme oplos. Om dus so raad te hê, dit is 'n stap in die regte rigting. Nou moet ons net hoop die raad is inderdaad goed.
Johannesburg Water sê hy hou veranderinge in watervlakke by die Brixton en Hurstville reservoirs dop. Dit volg na onbeplande onderhoud gisteraand by die Crosby pompstasie. Johannesburg Water se woordvoerder, Nombutsa Chabalala.
Johannesburg Water remains consistent with ongoing efforts to ensure reliable and long-term water supply through the upgrading of existing infrastructure and the provision of new water infrastructure for additional capacity to support higher density areas.
En elke lid van die Verenigde Nasies se Veiligheidsraad buiten Amerika vra skietstilstand in Gaza en stem saam dat die hongersnood in Gaza mensgemaak is. Volgens die jongste opleiding van die klassifisering van voedselsekerheid beleef 514.000 mense, byna 'n kwart van Palestynë in Gaza, hongersnood en beweer dit sal teen die einde van September toeneem tot 641.000. Meer op jackaranda.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour. The EFF rejects Equality Court ruling against leader Julius Malema.
Thank you, Emil. I'm rather surprised to hear the UN Security Council. Does that include Russia and China voted for the peace in Gaza, the truce? Well,
yes. Only the US did not vote for it. So, yeah, that says a lot.
Doesn't it just, eh? So as Emil has said, verder besonderhede op die webwerf jackaranda.fm.com. Just click on that news tab. Yay. Lekker day. I hope you are having a beautiful day. It certainly is playing ball weather-wise. Not so much on the roads. Just want to update the traffic things. You've got a couple of updates. Edenvale N3 South, big crash at Modderfontein Road. And that massive crash N1 South at the R21. Very, very heavy traffic that is heading south. We'll give you the full update at the end of this big sweep of Jacka hits.
30 minutes of more music you love. Every hour across your workday.
It's awesome!
On Jacaranda FM.